Chapter 14. Safety and Emissions Inspections and Required Equipment. Safety inspections are required to register or renew the registration on many motor vehicles. There are some exceptions, which are discussed in the next section. Chapter 10 discusses that you need to be in shape to drive. Just the same, your vehicle needs to be in shape to be driven. Your vehicle safety inspection is good for 2 registration years, unless you sell the vehicle. Even model year vehicles, like 2018, must be inspected when their registration expires during even calendar years. Odd model year vehicles, like 2017, must be inspected when their registration expires during odd calendar years. Each official inspection station may charge an inspection fee not to exceed $12 or up to $10 for a motorcycle inspection. If your vehicle passes the safety inspection, the inspection station will give you a certificate of inspection to show as proof. The certificate is good for 60 days. Your vehicle registration renewal notice will indicate whether an inspection is required for your next renewal. Exceptions to the requirement. The following types of vehicles are exempt from the safety inspection requirement. Motor vehicles are exempt for the first 5 years following the model year of manufacture, even when there is a change of ownership. This includes vehicles with an out-of-state title. Example: a 2017 model year vehicle is exempt from safety inspection in the years 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, and 2022. Also exempt are all trailers, motor vehicles engaged in intrastate commerce and registered with the Missouri Department of Transportation, motor vehicles that display historic license plates, motor vehicles sold for junk, salvage, or rebuilding, motor vehicles sold from dealer to dealer, low-speed vehicles, as defined in Section 304.029 RSMO, and motor vehicles registered for 26,000 pounds or above and registered for a period of less than 12 months. Note: renewal notice will list a safety inspection requirement. However, if the office issues or renews the registration on or after April 1st, an inspection is not required. If your vehicle does not fit into the exceptions listed here, it will be required to pass a safety inspection. Any licensed inspection station may inspect your vehicle for safety. Authorized stations will display the authorized inspection station sign. Read your motor vehicle renewal notice to find out whether your vehicle needs a safety inspection. Equipment needed. Brakes. Brakes must be in good working order. Headlights. Your vehicle must have at least 2 functioning white headlights. Taillights. Your vehicle must have at least 2 functioning red taillights and reflectors that other drivers can see from 500 feet. Signaling devices. Your vehicle must have functional turn signals and brake lights as originally installed by the manufacturer. Steering mechanism. Your vehicle's steering mechanism must not have too much play or binding. Tires and wheels. You must not have bald or mismatched tires on your vehicle. Safety glass. If your vehicle was made after January 1, 1936, it must have safety glass in all windows. Windshield. The viewing area of your windshield may not be badly broken. Vision-reducing material. Your vehicle must not have anything on the windshield that will reduce your visibility, except labels and stickers required by law or ordinance, and informational signs on the upper portion of the windshield normally tinted by manufacturers. Windshield wipers. Your vehicle's windshield wipers must work. Seat belts. If your passenger car was made after June 30, 1964, it must have 2 sets of seat belts in the front seat. Horn. Your vehicle must have a functioning horn that other drivers and pedestrians can hear. Exhaust system. Your vehicle must have an attached exhaust pipe muffler, and tailpipe. Mirrors. If your vehicle was made after 1967, it must have an inside and an outside rearview mirror. Air pollution control devices. If your vehicle was made after 1967 and does not have a diesel motor, it must have air pollution control devices. These pollution control devices must be as originally installed by the manufacturer. Fuel system. The fuel system, including all lines, hoses, connections, and tank or tanks, must be firmly attached and must not leak. Mud flaps. Trucks without rear fenders, registered for over 24,000 pounds, must have mud flaps. Bumpers. Bumpers on passenger vehicles may not exceed 22 inches above the ground when measured at the highest point. Commercial vehicle bumper heights are determined by gross vehicle weight rating. Other equipment required by law. In addition to the equipment needed to pass the safety inspection, Missouri law requires the following equipment. License registration plates. Missouri law requires that license plates be securely fastened to a vehicle, and that all parts of the plate are visible and clean for view or inspection by any law enforcement entity. If you have frames around your license plates, the MSHP reminds you that the frames must not cover any part of the plates. If you receive two plates, you must place one on the front and one on the back of your vehicle. If you have a trailer or a motorcycle, you will only receive one plate, which must be on the back of your vehicle. If you have a truck licensed in excess of 12,000 pounds, you will only receive one plate, which must be placed on the front of the truck. If you want a second plate, it must be specifically requested. You must place the original plate on the front of your truck, and if a second plate is issued, it must be placed on the rear of the truck. License plate light. Your vehicle must have a white light shining on the rear license plate so that the plate can be seen from 50 feet. Projections. You need special equipment if something in your vehicle overhangs the rear more than 5 feet. During the day, the end of the projection must have a red flag or cloth that is at least 16 inches square. The end of the projection must have a red light from 1/2 hour after sunset until 1/2 hour before sunrise. Tow lines. When you are towing another vehicle, your tow line must keep the vehicle within 15 feet of each other. From 1/2 hour after sunset until 1/2 hour before sunrise, both vehicles must have lights on. Slow-moving vehicle sign. From sunset to 1/2 hour before sunrise, any vehicle moving 25 miles per hour or slower must have a slow-moving vehicle sign. Refer to Chapter 3. The sign must be on the rear of the vehicle, near the middle, and 4 feet or more above the road. The sign must be clean and reflective. Studded snow tires. Your vehicle must have studded snow tires only from November 1st to April 1st. Window tinting. Tinting or sunscreening material is permitted on the side and rear windows. Front door windows at no more than 65% light blockage. Emissions inspections. Motorists residing in St. Louis City and the counties of St. Louis, St. Charles, Franklin, and Jefferson are also required to have emissions inspections if applicable. There are some exceptions, which are listed here. For information on emissions inspections not covered in this guide, please call 1-866-623-8378 or visit the Department of Natural Resources website at http://dnr.mo.gov/ and look for the Gateway Vehicle Inspection Program, GVIP. The emissions inspection is a 2-year inspection. Just like the safety inspection, even model year vehicles with registrations expiring in even years must be inspected during even calendar years. Odd model year vehicles with registrations expiring in odd years must be inspected during odd calendar years. All vehicles must be emissions inspected at the time of sale, regardless of the model year. Refer to the list of exceptions below. New motor vehicles and the first retail sale of titled motor vehicles during the model year of the vehicle and the following year are exempt from the inspection requirement, provided the odometer reading is less than 6,000 miles at the time of sale. Exceptions to the requirement. The following motor vehicles are exempt from the emissions inspection requirement: new motor vehicles, not previously titled, during the model year of the vehicle and the following year, provided there is no change in ownership; 1995 and older gasoline-powered vehicles; 1996 and older diesel-powered vehicles; motor vehicles with a manufacturer's gross vehicle weight rating, or GVWR, over 8,500 pounds. New motor vehicles not previously titled and registered for the 4-year period following their model year of manufacture, with fewer than 40,000 miles at the first required biennial inspection. Motor vehicles that are driven less than 12,000 miles between biennial safety inspections. Vehicles powered by fuels other than gasoline, ethanol, or diesel. Motor vehicles that display historic plates: school bus, shuttle bus, motorcycle, motor tricycle, and street rod plates. Gasoline-powered low-speed vehicles in Franklin County only. Motor vehicles registered in one of the affected areas: St. Louis City and the counties of St. Louis, St. Charles, Franklin, and Jefferson, but based and operated outside the area for 24 consecutive months. This concludes Chapter 14.